content back here at the East Gym, where the Riverview Spinners have just been done their halftime routine. They're a jump rope team from Riverview Elementary School in Wausau. Always a treat when they do their yearly visit here to the East Gym during halftime of one of the basketball games. We're at halftime. Lumberjack boys leading 20-13. Let's take a look at the scoring from the first half. Merrill just 5 of 23 from the field in that first half of basketball. 8 points for Brandon Bartz, 4 for Chaz Moots, and 1 for Austin Reisman. That's it. 3 players scored for the Blue Jays. They turned the ball over 5 times. They were 0 for 7 from 3-point range. Lumberjacks had a chance to maybe put this game out of reach with about a minute 12 left in the first half. They were up by 12 and in position to extend, but they couldn't do it. And the Blue Jays were able to cut it to 7 here. East with a balanced scoring attack, but knocking down threes again. 5 threes in the first half for East. They were 50%, 5 of 10 from behind the arc. 6 points for Jaden Rutkowski on 2 more threes for him. 3 points for Trenton Pate. He hit a 3-ball. 3 points for Tanner Dimka. He hit a 3-ball. And 3 points for Logan Bailey. He hit a 3. He actually hit 2 threes, but his half-court shot at the end of the first quarter was waved off when Sean Wilson had his hand in the bottom of the net for basket interference. 2 points for Wilson in the first half. 2 points for Dylan Hamlin. 1 point for Bryce Taylor. East 7-14 from the field. 1-4 from the line. But they turned the ball over 10 times in that first half, and that gave Merrill 9 extra possessions along with their rebounding in the first half and allowed them to hang around in this one. East leading by 7 here at halftime, 20-13. A reminder, Monday night, a makeup game for East. They take on Oshkosh West in boys basketball right here at the East Gym. We'll have that game for you on Monday. Lumberjack basketball again on Tuesday night when they play Rhinelander. No radio for that game as we will be with the hockey team as they begin tournament play Tuesday night up in Minocqua against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. The hockey team playing tonight over in Black River Falls in their regular season finale. East girls lost to Merrill earlier tonight in the first game of this doubleheader here at the East Gym. And the Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Ministry Healthcare and St. Clair's Hospital. We're proud to sponsor eSports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. We'll take one more time out, come back, and get set for the second half. Lumberjacks up by 7, 20-13. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym as we get set for the second half. Lumberjacks leading 20-13. Really, the one thing that Coach Dimka has to complain about from this first half is just the turnovers. Other than that, East has been playing pretty good. Defense has been really good, held them to 13 points. They're knocking down threes, shooting 50% from the field, but 10 turnovers is the only bugaboo here in this first half. Merrill has the basketball to begin the second half, and they have it in the front court. They get it high posted. Dehelm kicks it right wing. 3-ball launch over there. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Moots. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line. And once again, the outside shooting struggles continue as Reisman misses a 3, but Moots with the offensive board, and he'll shoot a pair here. Hamlin will pick up his 2nd foul. And Chaz Moots at the line, left the first one short. No good. Moots has missed three foul shots here tonight. He's 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He gets another one. It's on the way, and it rattles home. He got 1 of 2. 20-14. Full court pressure put on by the Blue Jays here. Rutkowski in the backcourt with it. Bounce pass ahead to Dimka. Gives it to Woodbach running the floor. Hands in the air. Puts it up. Offensive foul. They say he ran over the man who got under the basket to take the charge. That was Moots who got there in time. And Woodbach will get the offensive foul and wipe out the basket. They got what they wanted. They broke the pressure and got Woodbach going hard to the basket. But the Merrill man, Moots, got there in time to take the charge. Blue Jays win again. Reisman in the front court to Bartz. Brandon Bartz to the free throw line. Now they get a whistle and a reach in foul is going to be called on Bryce Taylor. Taylor says that, he gets called for that touch foul there. Taylor gets hammered almost every time he drives into the hole and they let him go. And now he gets called for a little touch foul there and sort of smiles at the official saying, come on. Luce has looked inbound. Still looking. Now they get it way outside. And they'll reset. Bartz will dribble it out on top. He's staying with the zone here. Merrill around the perimeter. Jake Anderson with it. The Moots now to get it left wing. There's a drive in. Now they kick it back outside. Good interior defense by the Lumberjacks there, denying the paint. Blue Jays being very methodical. Bartz over the top to Anderson, lays it up and in. Looked at the zone that time, and Jake Anderson got the hoop. And all of a sudden, it's a four-point game. Backcourt pressure. Rutkowski will finally get it into the front court. Avoids a double team on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Taylor. They swing it. Dinka looks inside. Nothing there. Now it's Taylor. Draws the double team. Rutkowski. Skip past to Taylor. That was telegraphed. Merrill with the steal. Back the other way. Here comes Mutsu. And up and in. And here come the Blue Jays. It's a two-point game. Most of a 12-point lead has evaporated for the Lumberjacks. Taylor is fouled in the backcourt by the Blue Jays. The foul called on Austin Reisman. Each was up by 12 with about a minute 10 left in the first half, and now all of a sudden the lead is down to 2 with 6:22 to play here in the third. Rutkowski, double-teamed, avoids it. Drives in, feeds Widmark, hangs in the air, missed the shot, got his own rebound, goes back up, no again, and Merrill with the rebound. Bryce Widmark overlays twice inside, and here come the Blue Jays with a chance to take the lead. They haven't led this game since, I think it was 2-0. They get the pass in, the Moots drives in, lays it up and in, and the Blue Jays have tied it. We're tied at 20. Holy cow. Rutkowski breaks pressure in the front court to Dinka. Bryce Taylor thought about the three, didn't take it. He's going to drive in, hang in the air, a little scoop, underlaid it. Rebound goes away to Merrill. Back the other way come the Blue Jays. Moots thought about the three. Instead, it's going to drive, kick it out. Offensive foul. And Moots ran over Hamlin. Hamlin took the charge. Moots passed it off and then ran over Hamlin. And it's the third foul on Chad Moots. Trent Pate's going to come into the game for Bryce Taylor. Kurt Soderberg's going to leave Moots in there for now with those three fouls. Pate's going to bring it into the front court. Nearly traveled. Picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Now gives it off to Rutkowski. Rutkowski back to Pate. Pate's going to drive in the lane. Feed Widmark. Lays it off the glass and in. Nice penetration by Trent Pate. And then laying it off for Widmark for the hoop. Bryce's first points of the night. 22-20. Lumberjacks by 2. Boy, they needed that. Reisman to Bartz. Bart's dribbling way outside. He's staying in the zone, and why not? Merrill hasn't been able to hit an outside shot all night. Bart's is going to drive in, throws up a little runner, up and in. Right down the lane, nobody challenged him. Brandon Bartz gets the hoop. He's got 10, and we're tied at 22. Rutkowski in the backcourt. Here comes the double team. Needs some help, gets rid of it to Pate. Pate, down low to Widmark, pass knocked away. Oh, another turnover on the Lumberjacks. That's 12. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Moots feeds it inside, ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Hamlin, and Merrill will have it. Sean Wilson going to check in for East. And Drew Hawk comes in for the Blue Jays. Matt Rutkowski gets into the game as well, but they're going to leave Moots out there. No, now he's going to come out with those three fouls as Alex Zettler gets into the game for Merrill. Blue Jays will inbound it here, tied at 22, and she has to take the lead. Looking, still looking, now to get it in. It's stolen away by Pate. Bad pass. Sixth turnover on the Blue Jays. Pate into the front court, gives it to Dinka. Looks inside, not there. Pate between the circles to Rutkowski. He's doubled. Skip pass to Dinka. Looks inside again. Now they find Rutkowski. Lays it off for Pate. He's going to launch a long three. Little short. Long rebound to the Blue Jays. They've got numbers. Here they come. It's Bartz. Lays it off and up and in. Brandon Bartz has 4 points. And Nero has the lead, 24-22. Rutkowski in the backcourt gets it to Pate. Now to Dinkup. Now it's Rutkowski. He's going to launch a three. Jaden Rutkowski, his third three of the night. 25-24. Lumberjacks by one. 3:45 to play here, third quarter. Blue Jays in the front court with it, and we get a traveling call on Alex Zettler, Merrill 7 turnover, and we will get a, we're going to get a timeout here. No, just a substitution. I think Peterson gets in for the Blue Jays. And at least we'll have the basketball after the turnover. Rutkowski in the front court with it. Thought about the three now. Payne, he had an open three. Instead drives in, throws up a little runner with the left hand, up and in. It's about an 8-foot runner with the left hand, and Pace got it to go. He's got 5 points on the night, 27-24, Lumberjacks by three. Have they weathered the storm? Drive baseline, cut off, and Earl throws it away. Eastwell had a good defense by Wilson that time, denying the baseline to the Blue Jays, and they threw it away. That's two consecutive turnovers on Earl, and East gets it back here. Lumberjacks may have weathered the storm. Merrill took a short-lived two-point lead, but now East is up again by three with the basketball. Rutkowski dribbles it, still in the backcourt. Now we're getting a reaching foul called on Drew Hoff, non-shooting foul, and East will inbound inside court with 3:08 to play. East basketball is brought to you in part by DeVoy Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVoy Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online, DeVoyOrthodontics.com. Dimkin split the double team. If there's going to be a push foul called on the Blue Jays, who'd they get that time? It's going to be, I believe, on Peterson will pick up the foul. Third team foul here on Merrill. Fourth team foul on Merrill here in the second half. Paid with it way outside the arc. Merrill staying in zone. They get it to Widmark at the elbow. He turns. Going to drive in. Now kicks it to Dimka for three. That's a little bit short. Merrill with the rebound. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Moots drives in. Wilson cuts that off. He kicks it back outside. Now the ball backed away by Payne on a reach-in. Tried to avoid the foul and did. Moots with it right wing. Off with it. Now Moots right wing again. Out on top. This is Alex Zettler. They swing it. Left corner now to Drew Hoff. Pass it in to the elbow. Anderson will turn and shoot from there. No, Widmark with the rebound on that miss. Here come the Lumberjacks into the front court. Didn't get a Pate. Pate wants to stop. Ray throws a double team ball back to this. Loose, and Pate got stripped. And the ball taken away. 13th turnover on the Lumberjacks. Here comes Merrill. Moose right down the lane. Off the handle on it. Oh, loose. And now Dimka comes away with it. Wilson knocked that one away. Merrill turns it over again. Quickly ahead. Pate, step back. Three. Little short, no good. The rebound kept alive. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Dimka. Loose ball foul on Tanner, I believe. And that is going to be Merrill basketball. Pate got an open look on a step back three. Didn't get it. And we get a whistle and a timeout here. No, it's going to be a substitution as Bryce Taylor gets back into the game for Dimka. And it will be Merrill basketball. 27-24, Lumberjacks by three, a minute 47 to play here in the third. Here comes the double team. Bartz kicks it left wing. Zettler. Now to Bartz down the lane. Travel with the basketball. Fumbled it a bit and then traveled in the paint. And it will be East basketball. Substitution for the Blue Jays. Zettler will quickly get back in the game. So all of a sudden, Merrill not protecting the basketball very well. It turned it over now four times in this half, in this quarter. J.P. Lacy going to come into the game for Widmark. And Merrill continuing to put on full court pressure. Taylor's going to hurry to the head. Now picks up his dribble, feeds it to Payne. Three on two. They feed it to Lacy. Hangs in the air, missed the lid. Payne over the top of the rebound, left that short. And Merrill with the rebound. Lacy was contested as he went in. Now the ball taken away. Payne gets it to Rutkowski. Pass to Lacy. Off the glass, up and in. Nice steal and nice feed by Rutkowski. Payne got the steal. Rutkowski found Lacy for the layup, 29-24, Lumberjacks. And Merrill with five turnovers here in the third quarter. Blue Jays have it with a minute to play. Brandon Bartz has the basketball. Now it's Moose. Alex Zeller. Now they swing it around the perimeter. Moose down low to Anderson. Feeds it in the lane. Ball knocked away. They're going to call a reaching foul on the Lumberjacks. J.P. Lacy picks up his first. And the Blue Jays will inbound it. Still looking. Bart still looking. Now gets it in the boots. Still shooting three from the corner. That's too hard. No good. Lacy pulls away the rebound. And the shooting woes from outside continue for Merrill. Rutkowski to Taylor. Down in the corner, Lacy ball knocked away, knocked out of bounds. It will remain East basketball. Last touch by Moose. So East will inbound it with 26 seconds remaining in the quarter. Tucker Detown gets back in for the Blue Jays. Austin Reisman back in as well. Taylor looks to get it in. And gets it into Lacy. Lacy kicks it back outside to Rutkowski. Let's see if he's placed for one here. Taylor, Wilson at the post now, throws it over the head of Lacy out of bounds. Sean Wilson got it at the elbow and threw it away. 14th turnover on the Lumberjacks, and now Merrill gets the ball back with 18.7 seconds to play in the quarter. Bartz will bring it ahead as Blue Jays will probably play for one here. Reisman. At the Moots. Now they hit it into Detelm at the elbow. Step back three from the right wing. That's no good. Pay with the rebound on the miss by Reisman. East quickly hurries it ahead. Lacy from half court. Off the backboard. No good. And the quarter comes to an end with the Lumberjacks leading by five. It's 29-24. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym, where the Lumberjacks lead 29-24 going to the fourth quarter. We got a report on the East hockey team tonight. They got a victory over Black River Falls in the regular season finale, winning 3-0. So they'll be in tournament play Tuesday night at Minocqua, taking on Lakeland in their first-round matchup. We'll have that game for you Tuesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Also, kind of a surprise a little bit in the Valley Conference earlier tonight, the Wausau West boys knocking off D.C. Everest in boys hoops. All right, he's with the basketball here to begin the fourth quarter, leading by five. They withstood a Merrill rally that actually gave the Blue Jays a little bit of lead. Logan Bailey with a nice move, but his shot attempt inside is swatted out of bounds. East will keep it. Bailey on the floor now with Widmark, Dimka, Hamlin, and Taylor. Dimka inbounds it out on top to Widmark, ball nearly knocked away. Now Bailey with it, back to Widmark. Gives it to Bryce Taylor. Taylor drives in underneath the hoop, hangs in the air, no, got his own rebound, now he gets fouled and he'll go to the line. Bryce Taylor will shoot two foul shots here. East was up 12 late in the first half, but that lead disappeared in the third quarter. Early in the third quarter, Merrill took a two-point lead, but East was able to come back and now lead it by five, and Bryce Taylor is at the line for two shots. And the first one's up and in. 30-24, 6-point game. East basketball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Taylor hits the second foul shot, 31-24, Lumberjacks. Merrill with the basketball in the front court. Jake Anderson with it. To Bartz. Bart's going to drive to the free throw line, try to feed it inside. Widmark takes it away. Merrill's really turning the ball over a lot here in the second half. Remember the first time these two teams played, East really shut them down in the second half as well. Widmark at the elbow. And it trades a little pull-up jumper, left that way short. Merrill with the rebound. And here they come back the other way. Down the lane is Moots. And the shot up and in. Sliced through the lane, and Chaz Moots gets the hoop. 31-26. Lumberjacks break pressure. Bailey in the front court. Gives it back to Tanner Dimka. Widmark high post, kicks it to Taylor. Taylor leans in, and we're getting a blocking foul called on Austin Reisman. 16 fouls, so the next one will put East at the line in the bonus. Now they'll inbound it. Taylor gets it into into the backcourt to Logan Bailey. To Taylor. High post Dylan Hamlin. Hamlin puts it on the floor, down to Widmark on the baseline. He's doubled, gets rid of it to Dinka. Widmark bounces out to the free throw line. Now Bailey, he'll launch a three. That's a little bit short. Merrill with the rebound. Bailey's got a really unique shot. Shoots it from his hip. Now driving it off. It's a foul once again. Hamlin took the charge. Second time, Dylan Hamlin's been able to take a charge inside, and he's going to get the ball back. I think that foul was called on Anderson as he went down the lane. F. Jake Anderson picks up the foul. That's his second. That means the next foul on Merrill will put East at the line in a bonus. That was an offensive foul, so no shots. Taylor with it to Dinka. He traveled in the backcourt. Hesitated as one of the Merrill Blue Jays filled the passing lane. East had turned the ball over a lot in the first half. They toned that down here in the second half, but they turned it over right there. It's a 5-point lead for the Lumberjacks. 6:09 to play here, fourth quarter. Trenton Pink's going to get back into the game. Jaden Lutkowski returns for East as well. So the Blue Jays will inbound it back court. Rand and Bartz. Now here comes the double team. They get it to Moots right wing. He passes out of the double team. High post to Tiedhelm. Right wing three ball is up and in. Their first one tonight. Reisman finally knocks one down. And it's a 2-point game. 31-29. Pink breaks pressure into the front court. Going to stay on the dribble. Now kicks it out to Lutkowski. Thought about the three. Instead drives to the free throw line. Hamlin outside the arc. Gets it back to Lutkowski. Now Payne top of the key. Drives in. Throws up a run. He gets hammered and will go to the line. Hangs in the air. And Trent Payne will get two foul shots here with 5:37 to play. Detail picks up his first foul. East basketball brought to you in part by CoManage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoManage Credit Union. Pate's first foul shot rims out, no good. Second foul shot coming for Trenton Pate on the way. Back bracket again, no good, he missed both. And here comes Merrill with the basketball and a chance once again to tie or take the lead. Brandon Bartz into the front court to Reisman. Bartz is going to drive down the lane. Now kick it. Three ball right wing again. And Reisman hits another one. But again, he didn't get a whole game. And now they get two threes here in the fourth quarter. And Merrill has a 1-point lead here, 32-31. Lumberjacks let another lead slip away. This one was they were time they were up by six. Pink. Back to Bryce Taylor. Taylor into the front court. Back to Pate. Rutkowski, he's open for three. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Taylor, the putback. That's no good. Long rebound comes away to Merrill. Moose is out on the run. Here's a shot put up. He breaks the, and now we're going to get a basket interference call on Bryce Taylor. That ball was coming out, and Bryce Taylor is going to get basket interference, and the basket will count. That was Moose going to the lane. He avoided committing the offensive foul, and all of a sudden, here come the Blue Jays, and they are up by 3, 34-31, with 4:56 to play in the fourth. Dimka's going to get back in for the Lumberjacks. Well, you got to give credit to Merrill for hanging in there. East breaks pressure, Rutkowski in the front court with it. They were down 12 late in the first half and kept battling. Hamlin, top of the key, pulls pass inside to Widmark. They kick it out, nice spinning around of the basketball for East, but they can't get a shot away yet. Dimka with it. Good defense by Merrill, recovering. Now Taylor kicks it outside. Rutkowski over to Dinka. Draws the double team. High post Hamlin inside to Widmark. Reverses. Off the glass, up and in. Nice. Hamlin with the assist. Widmark with the reverse. 34-33. Merrill by one. Now we get a whistle and a timeout call by the Blue Jays. We'll take one as well. 4:19 to play. It's a 1-point deficit for East here. 34-33. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Some came back here at the East Gym. 4:19 to play in regulation. Lumberjacks trailing by one, 34-33. Merrill has the basketball. Rutkowski, Widmark, Dimka, Hamlin, and Taylor, the starting five, back out there for the Lumberjacks. Jake Anderson will inbound it for Merrill. Gets it into Brandon Bartz. Bartz will bring it ahead. End of the front court. East, remember, coming off a one-point loss against Rapids on Tuesday night where they had the winning shot roll off the rim. Bounce pass inside. Double dribble, or they're going to call foul. I guess they got Dimka on a foul before the double dribble. Tanner Dimka will pick up his second foul. Merrill will look to inbound it. They get it in a detail. And the ball knocked away. Dimka with the steal. And East will have it. Dimka on the dribble. Feeds Hamlin inside. Shot put up. No one to foul. And Dylan Hamlin will go to the line. Now you're going to knock down your foul shot. They got a nice penetration there by Dimka. He fed it to Hamlin. He got fouled. So now you got to make your free throws here. Can't be missing free throws in a close game. First one's on the way, up and in. He's one of three from the line tonight. 34 off. Here, 3:54 to play. Hamlin will get a second foul shot coming. On the way, up and in. He got them both. And East regains the lead, 35-34. Merrill with the basketball. He's just going to set up a trap here. Mooch into the front court. And is going to get fouled. Rutkowski with the body as he had Mooch going down the sideline. And Rutkowski will pick up the foul. And that's going to be the 17th foul on East. That means bonus situation. Mooch will get a 1-1 here. Chad Mooch has 13 points on the night for the Blue Jays. He's their leading scorer. And makes the first. Tied at 35. Second foul shot coming for Chaz Mootz. And he rims around it in. He got them both. And Merrill regains the lead, 36-35. And they're going to put pressure on in the backcourt again. Dimka to Taylor at the center of the court, gives it to Rutkowski. They break the pressure. Rutkowski avoids the defense. Still on the dribble, gives it to Taylor. Now it's Dimka to Bryce Taylor between the circles. Back to Dimka. They're trying to post up Widmark. They've got him on top, Hamlin down below. Rutkowski back on top to Taylor. Taylor. Dimka thought about the three. Now Taylor on the baseline feeds Widmark in the paint. Kicks it outside. Rutkowski for three. Double back bracket. No good. Merrill with the rebound. Here they come back the other way. Now Bartz will slow it down with 3:04 to play. Mootz with it. Now he's just going to have to come out of that zone. Bartz will back out the dribble. Right wing to Zedler. Merrill content to run clock here. Mootz with it. Now they're going to play man-to-man. Bryce Taylor's on Mootz. He's in the lane. Shot for a foul. He got Ty Taylor up in the air. And that will send Mootz to the free throw line. That'll be the third foul on Bryce Taylor. 2:36 to play. Lumberjacks trailing by one. Chaz Mootz at the line for a couple of foul shots here for the Blue Jays. Boy, it would be a shame if they let this one get away. After leading by 12 late in the first half, leading by 6 at the end of, actually by 5 at the end of the third quarter, but they extended that to 6. Mootz hits the first foul shot. Actually, he missed the first foul shot, 36-35, Merrill by 1. And J.P. Lacy's going to check in. If they let this game get away, it could really have some ramifications at the seeding meeting. With a win, they set themselves up pretty good for the 2 seed in a first-round bye. With a loss, as Paul Dimka said during the pregame show, that's a crapshoot. Second one's up and in. Rhinelander should get the 1 in that half of the Division II regional. Now Rutkowski brings the double team into the front court. Rutkowski's going to drive in. Down below, ball knocked away. Double team came and knocked it away, and they turned it over again. 2-point game, Merrill with the lead and the ball. 2:19 to play. Bart's with it. Between the circles, this is Jake Anderson. He's playing man-to-man. Trent Pate back in the game for East as well. Anderson out on top to Moots. Lacey comes out to play him. Backs out the dribble. Minute 56 to play. Now, Moots wants to operate on Lacey. Nothing there, so he kicks it back outside. Merrill content to run clock here. Lacey. Down to a minute 47 to play. Two-point game. Merrill with the lead. Moots gives it off to Anderson. Anderson looks for a cutter. Not there. Now it's Bartz out on top. Bartz down the lane. Shot blocked by Woodmark with the call foul. He didn't get it with the bodies. Bryce Widmark will get the foul, and it will send Bartz to the line for two shots here. Now you can make them both and make it a two-possession game here with a minute 32 to play. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. We're back at the East Gym, minute 32 to play in the regulation. Lumberjacks down by two, 37-35. This has only been a six-point quarter so far for East. They are just one out of seven from the field in this quarter. Trying to put a game away, but all of a sudden the shot has deserted them. Hot in the first half. When they could get a shot, they only got 14 shots away in that first half because they turned the ball over so much, but as we saw here now, first free throw, back bracket, no good. Not good form by Bartz, and he missed it. We're going to see that three ball that was waved off at the end of the first quarter come into play here. Logan Bailey knocked down a half-court shot at the end of the first quarter, waved off because of basket interference. Second foul shot in by Bartz. And this looks like that may come into play here. Taylor in the front court to Dimka. Bryce Taylor gets it back. Now picks up his dribble, kicks it out, Pates open for three on top, left that short. Rutkowski gets the rebound, gives it to Widmark, hangs in the air off the glass, got fouled, they let him go, let him play on, no whistle. And now we get a foul called on the Lumberjacks. Widmark got bumped hard as he tried to put that one back up and in. And they let him play on. Pates got a good look from out on top, couldn't knock it down. Dimka will pick up the foul, his third. And Merrill goes back to the line with a minute 15 to play and a three-point lead. Big free throws coming here. Or I think that's Jake Anderson at the line, I believe. Well, Lumberjacks had so many chances to put this game out of reach earlier and didn't do it. Let Merrill hang around, let them claw their way back in, and now it looks like it's going to cost them. First free throw is up and in. 39-35, Merrill, timeout call. We'll keep it right here. East Basketball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at TCUWausau.com. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. .39-35, Merrill with the lead, and at the free throw line. East led 8-6 at the end of the first quarter, should have been 11-6. They led 20-13 at halftime. They had a 12-point advantage, about a minute 10 left in the first half. Merrill chopped it down to 7 at halftime. They actually took a lead in the third quarter by 2, but East was able to go up by 5 at the end of the third. But Merrill has put together a good fourth quarter here. They've hit a couple of threes. They're only three-pointers of the game. Two of them here in the fourth quarter, both by Austin Reisman, have given the Blue Jays a four-point lead, and now they can extend it at the free throw line. Jake Anderson at the line here. And he's got two shots coming in the double bonus. Actually, that was the second one that he made. He made the first one earlier. So he hits them both. 40-35, five-point game. Lumberjacks need a hoop in the worst way right here. Rutkowski picked up his dribble now, needs some help. It's a good Dinka. Dinka's going to drive in, lost the handle out of bounds. Last touch by Merrill. And it will be East basketball with a minute one to play here. Three ball would be helpful right here. Any kind of basket that would be helpful right here. Rutkowski, Dinka in the corner, is going to drive baseline, try a reverse, lays it up. Now they're going to wave him off the basket and say the foul is before the shot. It will mean free throws, though, for Tanner Dinka. Chaz Moose will pick up his fourth foul. He was in foul trouble earlier and just stayed out of it most of the second half. But Tanner Dinka at the line to shoot two here. He can make it a three-point game if he hits both. Got to make them. First one's on the way, up and in. Simpson's got 4 points tonight. Big one coming here, though, and can make it a one-possession game. 54.6 seconds remaining. Second foul shot on the way for Dinka. Rims out, no good. Merrill with the rebound. Huge miss right there. Still a four-point game. Merrill with the basketball. Now Pate goes for the steal and will commit the foul. And two shots coming in the double bonus for Chaz Moots. Third foul on Trenton Pate. Logan Bailey's going to check in for the Lumberjacks. So Moots at the line, trying to add to his leading scoring night for Merrill. He hits the first one. And it's a five-point game. It's just going to go down as a disappointing night for the Lumberjacks. They had a chance to win this one and could not put it away. Moots with the second foul shot. 42-36, Merrill. Very poor fourth quarter here for the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski, Bailey in the corner, now back out on top. Rutkowski, down to 36 seconds. They got a hurry, a shot away. Rutkowski for three. That miss it is the rebound grabbed by Dinka. We're getting a foul called on the Blue Jays, and East will shoot free throws here. Bryce Taylor's going to be at the line to shoot two in the double bonus. But all that does is make it a four-point game. Barts picks up the foul. So Taylor with a couple of foul shots coming. First one is up and in. 42-37. Still a five-point game. Second one on the way. And this is no good. Merrill with the rebound. Blue Jays are going to get a win here tonight, and it's a bad loss for the Lumberjacks. Ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to get a foul, though, on East in the backcourt. That'll go against Rutkowski. We'll see if that costs them on Sunday at the seating meeting. And whether or not they will be forced to play a first-round tournament game because of this loss right here. And the foul shot rattles over the top of the head. Moots will get it. He is 6 out of 7 from the foul line here in the fourth quarter. Blue Jays avenged their earlier loss this year to the Lumberjacks. Second foul shot is off, no good. Bryce Taylor with the rebound. 23 seconds remaining. Taylor into the front court. Drives down the lane. Off the handle on it. Got it back. Off the glass. Up and in. Taylor with the shot. Up and in. East will take a timeout. It's a four-point game with 16 seconds to play. 43-39. We'll keep it right here. East Hoops brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Next week, a three-game week for the East boys. They'll play Oshkosh West on Monday night in a makeup game. Rhinelander on Tuesday, and then Wausau West on Friday. It's a girls-boys doubleheader. As the East girls and boys meet here at the East Gym, that'll be our live doubleheader on next Friday night, followed by the Everest girls as they take on Spash on Friday night, a week from tonight. And that will wrap up the boys basketball season. Regional will begin the following Friday, the 28th. 16.1 seconds remaining here in this one. Merrill will have the basketball out of the timeout. Zhang Cheng is on the floor for East. I would imagine to commit a foul here. They want to have their one of their regulars take another foul if they can somehow force overtime here, but I don't know how that's going to happen. Now Bryce Taylor will commit the foul on the inbounds play. Jake Anderson will go to the line with 15.4 seconds remaining. I suppose if they miss the free throws here and East comes down and hits a quick three, it is conceivable, but unlikely at this point. Jake Anderson at the line, 2 for 2 from the line tonight. This game was all East with about 1:10 remaining in the first half. They looked like they were going to run away with it. It was not to be. Anderson hits the first foul shot. Second foul shot coming for Jake Anderson. He's got 5 points on the night. Back bracket no good. Pate with the rebound. Pate's going to hurry it across half court. 11 seconds. Dimka's going to drive in. Throw up a shot. No, but a foul. And Tanner Dimka will go to the line with 7.8 seconds remaining. Anderson will pick up the foul. So with two foul shots here, you can make it a three-point game and then a quick foul. There is still a flicker of hope. Dimka hits the first, 44-40. He'll get a second here. Tanner Dimka. Second foul shot is up and in. He got them both, so 3-point game. Now East will foul immediately as Merrill inbounds it. They have to foul immediately. Still looking to get it in. Merrill's going to call a timeout. They had trouble getting the ball inbounds there. And so Merrill calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here. And once again, remind you that our basketball broadcasts are brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by DuBois Orthodontics, where you can see more than a smile. See DuBois Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DuBoisOrthodontics.com, DuBoisOrthodontics.com. All right, it's Taylor, Witkowski, Pate, Bailey, and Cheng out on the floor for East. 44-41, Lumberjacks down by three. A quick foul, and Hope Merrill misses some foul shots here. Got to foul quickly, though. Just 7.8 seconds remaining in regulation. Boots looks to get it in. They got a foul. Don't let him get rid of the ball, and now Bailey will commit the foul. 5.8 seconds remaining. Merrill had a chance to throw that ball down court. And maybe run the clock out there, but Bartz couldn't get rid of it before Bailey grabbed him. So Brandon Bartz at the line. He is 1 out of 2 tonight from the free throw line. He had a couple of misses. First one's on the way, up and in. That should ice it. 4-point game with 5.8 seconds remaining. Now Merrill sends all of their players back out of the lane as Bartz will attempt his second foul shot. On the way, up and in. He got them both. Key free throws, and that'll end it here. Pate will get it ahead to Dimka, who will launch a three. Back bracket, no good. And that will do it. And the Lumberjacks let one get away here tonight. A bad loss for East as they head to the seeding meeting this weekend. Merrill gets the win by a score of 46-41. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap the scoring from this one back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the East Gym. The Lumberjacks come up short. They blow a lead here and lose to the Merrill Blue Jays by a score of 46-41. Merrill led by Chaz Moose, who had 19 tonight. Brandon Bartz was also in double figures with 15. Only two other players scored for Merrill. 7 points for Austin Reisman, but he hit two big threes in the fourth quarter that brought Merrill back and gave them the lead. Jake Anderson had 5 points for the Blue Jays in this one. 14 of 36 from the field, 15 of 24 from the foul line, and they turned the ball over 13 times. Third quarter, they turned the ball over a bunch, but they toned that down in the fourth quarter, protected the basketball pretty well in that fourth quarter as they made their comeback. Just the 2 3-pointers in the game for Merrill, both of those coming in the fourth quarter from the hand of Austin Reisman. For the Lumberjacks, nobody in double figures tonight. Balanced scoring attack. Jaden Rutkowski led the way with 9. He had 3 3-pointers, but missed all 3 of his 3-point attempts in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Tanner Dinka, including a 3-ball. Bryce Taylor had 6. 5 points for Trenton Payne, 4 for Dylan Hamlin, 4 for Bryce Widmark, 3 points for Logan Bailey, and 2 points for Sean Wilson. East was 12 out of 40 in the game, and 9 out of 16 from the line. They were 5 for 10 from 3-point range at halftime, finished the game 6 for 21 from 3-point range in the contest, and they turned the ball over 16 times, many of those coming in the first half. Key play in the game might have been the shot at the end of the first quarter. Logan Bailey hit a 3-pointer from half court at the buzzer to end the first quarter, waved off because Sean Wilson, who was underneath the hoop, I guess he was going up to try to maybe grab it and get a putback in case the shot missed. His hand got caught in the net, and he got caught, called for basket interference, and that waved off that 3-pointer, and it might have made a difference here at the end of the game. But the Merrill Blue Jays were able to win by 5 here, 46-41. Lumberjacks, as we talked about, led by 12 with about a minute 10 remaining in the first half, but they gave up 2 quick turnovers and 2 quick hoops, and that gave Merrill life. East was able to recover, and despite a 2-point lead for the Blue Jays in the third quarter, East went up by 6. And then Merrill made their comeback in the fourth quarter. They scored 22 points in that fourth quarter of basketball. The Lumberjacks only scored 11, and that was the difference. Good fourth quarter for the Blue Jays, put the game away. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight. With the win, Merrill goes to 9-12 on the season. With the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 500. They're 9-9, and basketball, boys basketball, heads into the seeding meeting for the tournament this weekend. East with 3 games next week, beginning on Monday night. They'll take on Oshkosh West in a makeup game here at the East Gym. We'll have that game for you live right here, pregame show at 7:15. That's going to wrap things up tonight. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again, and thank you for listening. Tough one for the Lumberjacks here tonight. They dropped their matchup with the Merrill Blue Jays by a score of 46-41. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.